Today is Friday, September 17th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So first of all, I want to thank all of you who reached out. I know yesterday, I know I can do anything I want on my show, but I want to say thank you to those of you who, are used to it being a lighter-hearted show and rode the wave of emotion with me. Gary wrote me a nice email. I'm not going to read the whole email because I'm not sure if he wanted me to, but thank you for the email, Gary. He did say on Twitter, sorry about the conversation with your mom. Just love them. Live your life. No guilt. Thanks, Gary. And I appreciated the email as well. Dean Barney says, thanks for sharing your difficult day. I'm tempted to offer advice, but I will just say that you and Mother Burns both agree that God is love, acceptance, and sometimes forbearance, tolerance. Well, yeah. And I'm happy, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but because again, I don't remember what I say from day to day, but one good thing that came out of the talk is I had wanted them to read this book, Christ in Crisis, that talks about the current political climate and how Christians are, in a lot of cases, or people who believe in God, whatever your religion is, or whatever form of God that you believe in, anyone, that they're getting carried away in some of the political things, but not really following what the Bible would say about it. And it's written by a guy who's a preacher or who has been a pastor at some point. I don't know if he is now, but he has been. And I don't know, when I listened to it, I listened to the audiobook and I said to myself, yes, that's exactly how I feel when I'm talking to all these people who I respected before. And they're saying all these crazy things now that I don't think lined up with what they say they're taught in church. And so I told Mom, I said, okay, well, now, since we're being honest, I've been really struggling with a lot of the things that you and my stepdad have been saying when we have discussions, and some of the beliefs that you're spewing. And I read a book that I really wanted you guys to read. Would you read it? And she said, absolutely. If you think it's important for us to read and information that we need, please, give it to us and we'll read it. So I'm looking forward to having them read it, and hopefully it sinks in a little bit because it made a lot of sense to me. And Baron Frosty says, your fun and flirty podcast made me cry. I'm sorry, Baron. He said, it took me a long time to realize that my mother's perspective and beliefs were her life journey and had no bearing on my worth or path. It has nothing to do with love. It's just a fact. I hope you can join me. Much love. Well, thank you, Baron. I mean, I've been trying my whole life. I don't know. It's difficult. Anyway, thank you all. And anyone who messaged me, Joe Batance called me on the phone. Auntie Scott messaged in Discord. And so lots of people reached out, and I really appreciate that. A lot of you guys are my family. And my listeners included, and I appreciate it. Auntie Scott says, I'm sorry you're hurting. You are loved, and exactly who you are is not only good enough, but it's perfect. Only one Adam, only one, and he is wonderful. So, yeah. I mean, and logically speaking, I know all of that. But as we all know, it can be difficult. There's a difference between knowing something intellectually and then having it sink in and really believing it to your core. And I'm somewhere in the middle, But I just wanted to thank everyone. And why don't we move on? I mean, that, you guys know things I struggle with, so we'll just leave that there for now. But we do have this contest still going on, and I don't want to forget about that. So let's go ahead and listen to another voicemail that I assume is a contest entry. Maybe it's not, because again, I don't listen to these beforehand. But let me turn the volume down just a little bit so I don't blow people's ears out. But let's play this.
And so what I'm looking for, and you guys know things that I enjoy doing.
Ooh.
You know, and that you know my hobbies. I'm a musician.
What can I think of?
Getting into 3D modeling.
Modeling.
I'm really into technical stuff and computers. And I'm a people pleaser.
People.
Annoys me.
Oh my goodness.
Junk food.
Love hate relationship.
Fat.
So yeah, you guys have all the information.
Okay, Adam. Here's my entry.
So you need to let me know. You need to call in and let me know. I will accept
right.
it.
The entry is going to be for poor people in other countries. I'm not calling direct. My entry is going to be the Key Fiddler Foundation. How about that? That's good, isn't it? Not Kitty Fiddler. No, Key Fiddler, because you work in tech and you play the trumpet. And you do Blender, and you're musical. So there, that's my entry, Scotty Aussie Battler. Now, because this is a what's his name again? Bear and Frosty. Because Bear and Frosty.
Oh, Scotty, you never cease to entertain. If it's not birds in the background, you're listening to a podcast while you leave a voicemail, but it's okay. We all love you anyway. So the Key Fiddler Foundation, Key Fiddler. I am a jack of all trades, master of none. That is true about myself. I have a lot of interests in life, like a lot of interests. Podcasting, computers, music. Now, you know, artsy, you know, like drawing, like 3D modeling type stuff, cooking, just all of this stuff that I like. You know, there are so many things, and I have not mastered not a one of them. It's a burden sometimes, because especially when you're like a people pleaser, perfectionist kind of person that wants to be the best at everything. But you get bored with one thing. I get bored with one thing. So I'm always going back and forth between, you know, hobby to hobby to hobby to interest to, you know, whatever. And so it is very true about me. There's so much. And anytime I tell Mark I'm busy, he says, by choice. And it's true. It's true. Anyway, I entered you in the contest. We'll go ahead and listen to one more, I guess, because why not? Let's have a listen.
Hey, Adam. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Portland. I was looking on my Facebook memories today, and on this day, 10 years ago, September the 16th, 2011, was the first Pride 48 live in-person event in Las Vegas. So
oh.
I just wanted to call, and that's been a great 10 years. And just thank you and Daniel and Big Fatty and all the suits and everybody that's in the Pride 48 family for being able to meet some of you and then a lot of you in the last 10 years. Anyway, it's a great day and a great, great lot of memories there. And I hope we can do that, the live event in person again.
Thanks again for all
the hard work that y'all put into this, and I appreciate it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you for your call, Gary, and you're welcome. You know, I think I can't speak for everyone, but I think all of us, of course, we do it for everyone that attends and enjoys, you know, and everyone who participates in Pride 48. Of course, we do these things for all of you. But, you know, we do it for ourselves as well. I mean, we're all a family now. You know, a lot of the people who contacted me, if not every single one of them, in fact, every single one of them who tweeted or called me on the phone or emailed me or anything, you know, concerning yesterday's podcast, all Pride 48 members, all either listeners or podcasters or, you know, so, I mean, it's just it's a great thing. And although I'll say you're welcome, I mean, we all benefit from it. So it's a big family. And I'm glad Daniel and I were discussing, you know, one night after, I don't know even what we were doing. We were talking on the phone. I'm not even sure why. Talking about something. And I remember, I'm probably wrong, but I remember sitting on a counter in the kitchen or something. And I was talking to him on my cell phone. And I'm probably completely wrong that, you know, your brain tricks you. Anyway, there you go. So, nothing has gone on. We've been finishing up leftovers all week. I could not, even if I had wanted to, I could not go back on Weight Watchers this week because we had probably 24 panna cottas in the refrigerator. I had mini chocolate pies. We had fried chicken. We had things that I don't know the name of that are Filipino dishes. We had all of this stuff, and we required people to take food home with them. And we still had leftover food, enough that we only bought, when we went to the grocery store, I think we just bought drinks, and that was it. And so I'm a failure. What can I say? But we have finished up all the leftovers now, and so I'm hoping that next week I can actually officially kick off my next phase of Weight Watchers. We will see how it goes, but that is my plan. I would start on Monday, I believe. So we'll see how it goes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. I mean Monday.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.